For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. 4 years of logistical hurdles have paid off for Texas Tech. The university opens its first international campus in Costa Rica in August. Tech President Lawrence Skouvenek says when fully operational, there will be about 1,200 students enrolled in Texas Tech University at Costa Rica.
The people in Costa Rica saw some of their most able students, academically and financially, going to the United States, paying $50,000 a year, and in some instances not coming back. And they want to keep that brain power there, San Jose.
The academic programs being offered align with strategic development goals of Costa Rica and the Central American region. Being offered this fall inside the seven-story building where all classes will be held are electrical engineering, industrial engineering, computer science, mathematics, and restaurant, hotel, and institutional management. Skouvenek says other programs likely will be added in coming years.
These programs were selected based on the input of our partners, EduLink. They had assessed the workforce needs there in the country and in the city in particular, and that guided them in deciding what programs we should offer. So I think that this is going to grow. They've already expressed an interest in more presence from the College of Business, and we might also begin to offer certificates.
Tech officials have met with numerous companies with a presence in Costa Rica. Several of the PhDs and research and development people in those companies will be adjunct professors at the school, which is in San Jose, the country's capital. Those companies include Intel, Boston Scientific, National Instruments, IBM, Hewlett-Packard, and Marriott.
It's a wonderful opportunity to avail ourselves of those people who have the credentials to be teaching these courses. We would like to offer about 60% of the instruction face-to-face, and this is a big deal for us. It has to feel like Texas Tech. You have to have faculty there that are going to engage those students and show them that they're getting something better than they could get at the state or public institutions.
The target student population is Costa Ricans and Central Americans who meet TTU's admission requirements and English language fluency standards. U.S. student exchanges and study abroad opportunities will be possible and promoted. In Costa Rica, most students start the college year in spring. So Skouvenek says he believes enrollment this fall will be only around 200 students.
They want students to be closely connected to industry. The building is designed that would accommodate the co-location of the academic programs, the instruction, the laboratories, and places for industry partners to be situated to help facilitate mentoring programs as well as internships.
Skouvenek says tuition for 30 hours of coursework will be between $16,000 and $18,000 a year. That's more than top-level local American international K-12 schools in the city of San Jose, but less than out-of-state tuition, room and board at U.S. universities. The initial overture to open a Costa Rica campus came in the summer of 2014 from officials there. In August 2016, the Costa Rican campus was announced as a go. 2 months later, ground was officially broken to construct the campus's one building. Skouvenek says a phase two project is planned. The campus was created and built through a partnership with EduLink, a subsidiary of ProAmerica Group, a multinational conglomerate of companies operating in Latin America countries, and with Texas Tech.
They picked us, and it was an enormously complicated process.
For Inside Texas Tech, on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.